sounds like this occupational change is permanent. Are we hearing that correctly?
Yeah, I think so. I would think so.
Now that didn't sound too that didn't sound convincing.
I didn't know I was going to be on trial today.
You're not on trial.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't really see anything else happening. I mean, I'm happy with where I am, in my life and really in the future going forward. So, we can go ahead and stamp that. It's permanent.
That's perfect. How difficult a decision was this for you?
It wasn't easy. I've talked to you, Tom, about it, in the past and recently. You know, I think it's just kind of one of those things that and I just felt like, the time was right, and the situations that I was kind of being presented with steered me in this direction. If things would have worked out differently in January, February, March, we might be in a different situation, but they didn't. So this is kind of here is where we are, and, I feel really good about it.
Like, when did you seriously give this consideration?
Which part?
The broadcast career. When did that, like, you say to yourself, wow, I could do TV?
Kind of recently. This idea was floated from a couple different directions back January, early February. Even Kristen, kind of her agents in L.A., she kind of got word of it. And when I first heard it, I was like, there's no way in hell I'm doing it. This is literally the last thing I want to do. I looked at, not playing football as doing something that I actually looked at it as like not really doing anything for a while and kind of letting something come naturally and organically and just kind of having a fall of not being around football. And that was kind of enticing to me. We went through March, went through free agency, and nothing was really appealing there. And the more I kind of reached out and talked to people about what kind of broadcasting was about, and I kind of heard about the schedule and gave some real in-depth thought to it, it seemed it kind of got better and better in my mind.